so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Hallelujah, one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. On the chorus together, I'm one of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Hallelujah, one of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. And there are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all aflame with the fire that fell at Pentecost, which cleansed and made them clean. It is burning now within my heart. All glory to His name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. One of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Fame. They have all received their Pentecost, baptized in Jesus' name, and are telling now both far and wide His power is yet the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Amen? I'm one of them. One of them. Hallelujah. I'm one of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Now come, my brother, seek this blessing that will cleanse your heart from sin. Amen. And will keep your soul aflame. It is burning now within my heart. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Is it burning in your heart? I'm one of them. I'm one of them. That I can say I'm one of them, one of them, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Let's clap it to Him, amen. Is it burning in your heart? Is it really burning in your heart? Amen. Are you ready to hear the voice of God speak to you? That's exactly what you're going to hear, amen. Praise the name of the Lord. There are people almost everywhere around the world with the fire that fell at Pentecost, which cleansed and made them clean. It is burning. Amen. Glory to His name. I'm so glad I'm one of them. Amen. I'm one of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. One of them. Let's clap it one more time. It's burning in my heart. In your heart? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm one of them. Amen. I'm one of them. Amen. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. One of them. It's burning deep in my heart. Amen. Glory to His name. Amen. We're gathered together around the world. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. They were gathered in that upper room, all praying in His name. They were baptized with the Holy Ghost. Powerful service came. Now what He did for them that day, He'll do for us today. So glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. Amen. One of them. I'm so glad. I can say I'm one of them. Hallelujah, one of them. Amen, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is it really burning in your heart this morning? You ready to hear thus saith the Lord? Amen. It's burning deep in our heart today. God bless you. You may be seated. What an opportunity it is to be here with you this morning. And truly, it is burning deep in our heart. This message means everything to us. Yes, sir. Well, it's certainly, we do miss Brother Joseph this morning. And we love him with all our heart. And I know he's listening in, but we just greet you, Brother Joseph. We love you with all our heart. And we sure do miss him this morning. So wherever he is, wherever he's doing, our prayers are for him. And we're behind him 100%. Amen. Amen. I don't get to say it too much, but I probably don't say it enough, but we just love Brother Joseph. We just do. We thank the Lord for him, and just to see God's word being fulfilled in our midst, and we just thank the Lord for all of it. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. How many of you heard the anointed ones at the end time? We're going to get to hear it again. Hear it again and hear it again. Amen. I just love that. It's such a message that's such in season to us. It's so timely. We've just heard trying to do God a service without it being his will. And then spiritual food in due season. Oh my, just to come into his presence and to come in here today. You might need healing. You might be going through a battle. What if it's just about being encouraged? It's spiritual food in due season. It's so wonderful. Everything in this message is perfect. Everything. And it's in season. This message we're going to hear this morning, the anointed ones at the end time, is that Brother Branham talked about how that the spirit in the last days would be so close, that Antichrist spirit would be so close that it would deceive the elected if it were possible. He talked about it many, many times in the tapes. Many, many times. Excuse me. But in this message, after he gave this message in 1965, that after that, he kept referring back to anointed ones at the end time, time and time and time again. It's a keynote message. I believe that with all my heart. So if the spirits are going to be so close in the last days that it would deceive the elect, if it were possible, but we're elected, amen, we can't be deceived. But how will we know the difference between the two? Brother Branham says on this message today, he says this, quote, "Now anointed one is one with a message. And the only way the message can be brought out is by one that's anointed. And that would be a prophet anointed. There shall rise false anointed teachers. A prophet teaches what his message is. Anointed teachers, but anointed people with false teaching. Anointed ones, Christ, plural, prophets, plural, And if there is such a thing as a Christ singular, then these would have to be anointed ones, that their prophecy of what they were teaching would be the difference, because they are anointed ones, anointed, end quote. Now, on the same line, he says this a little later. He says, quote, Balaam anointed with the same spirit that was upon Moses. What was the difference? The teaching of Moses was perfect. The Bible said here in 2 Peter that it was the teaching of Balaam that Israel received that God never did forgive, end quote. Moses' message, his teaching was perfect. Amen. So we can't be deceived, so we're going to stay right with that tape teaching. We're going to stay with the tapes. The bride can only eat the food that is vindicated by the pillar of fire. It's so astounding. We was reading the scriptures. I know you probably did with your family and devotions and so forth, but we were reading that over there in 1 Kings 22. And we was talking to Janiah and Nathan and Robin about it. And it's so awesome, that king. They had 400 prophets up there. They were saying, thus saith the Lord. They were anointed. And Jehoshaphat, he says, why don't you go get, isn't there one more around here? Yeah, but I hate him. He's always prophesying evil against me. He's always saying negative things about me, all the time. Oh, go get him. Don't let the king say so. Go get him. I want to hear that one. Amen. It's a one-man message. Amen. I want to hear that one man. Amen. I want to know what he has to say about it. When he came up there in the Bible, it says it right there. He says, now, you know, they're all saying, go ahead and go up there to Ramoth-Gilead. Just, you say what they say. So he came up, and the king said, he says, now, tell me what the will of the Lord is. He says, go on up to Ramoth-Gilead. Take the victory. You know, that king, he said, just think about it. That king, he says, how many times have I told you to tell me only what the word said? How many times have I told you, you only say what the Lord said? Man, he's got more revelation, I think, than some people. He didn't live it. He didn't do it. He didn't obey it. But he did know that that prophet had the word of the Lord. But anyhow, he says, you tell me what the Lord. He says, I seen Israel scattered like sheep without a shepherd. He got all upset about it. He says, You put him in the inner prison. When I get back and I come back in peace, I'll deal with him. He says, if you even come back at all, God never even spoke to me. Wow. The bride knows, thus saith the Lord. They know, my sheep know my voice. The word only comes to the prophet. The divine interpreter. The divine interpretation only comes to that prophet. We cannot add, take away, or place our own interpretation to this word. We will, by his grace, stay with that tape teaching. Just remain standing. want to share one more little quote with you. Just think about it, those that are listening in. You're a part of that bride. I don't care where you are. You are a part of that bride. He called you out. You're identified with this message. And this is what Brother Branham said to us. He says, quote, "I'm sorry to hold them people on them phones out there like that, but I'll hurry. It's worth more than your money. I believe it is to me, see. Your money will perish. This won't. It's the word, see. Where the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered." Amen. Amen. I'm an eagle. You're an eagle. Where the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered. Where the carcass, where the killing is, there the eagles will be gathered. Where the fresh meat is, the word of the season, there the eagles will gather. End quote. And just to quote Brother Joseph, if I had that liberty, as for me and my house, we will listen to the tapes. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you ready to hear it now?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Let's sing it. He's here, and that's all that matters. We're ready to hear his voice now. Let's sing it with all our hearts as we take the prayer request to him. Amen. He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy. I will bless his name.
Heavenly Father, how we thank you for this opportunity to stand before you, the bride of Christ, this day. Lord, we hold in our hands prayer requests, Lord. Lord, I'm sure there's needs upon every heart that's in this building and those listening around the world this day, Lord. We all have needs. Needs for our body, spiritual needs, financial needs, whatever it may be. We know that you're more than able to take care of every need, Lord. Lord, my mind just goes to a family in El Salvador that writes just about every week, Lord, asking for prayer, asking to receive the Holy Ghost, Lord. Now they ask for prayer that you would supply the needs that they can pay their rent, or else they're going to have to move. Lord, there's needs like this throughout Latin America, Africa, Indonesia, where they had the earthquake, Lord. We're a needy people. But Father, we serve a great God. And we received a great prophet who brought us a great message. For we love you and we thank you for your kindness to us, Father. We're unworthy to stand here this day before your people. were unworthy to approach you, Father. But Lord, we remember that day at Calvary and what you've done for us because you loved us from before the foundation of the earth, Lord. Lord, we're just so happy to know you, so happy to stand here. May we stand for you this day. May you be with our pastor today, Brother Joseph, Lord Jesus. You know the needs he has, Father. You know the pressures of life. You know the burden he has. But you also know the love he has for your people. Amen. Lord, he loves you. He loves his people because you are a part of him. They're a part of you. We're all one, oneness in you, Father. Amen. That's why we can approach you this morning in faith, believing that you're going to meet the needs of the people, meet the needs I have in my body, meet the needs in everyone, Lord. Lord, we just serve a great God, and we're so happy that we know you this day. We're so unworthy, but so grateful. We just pray that you'll bless these prayer requests. Be with those streaming today and meet their needs. And be with this oncoming service and speak to each heart as we hear this precious word, anointing with the end time, Lord. How we thank you for it. Continue to reveal yourself to us, we pray. For we love you. We thank you for thy grace and mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen.
He is here. To get into this message. Just so thankful we have that confidence to know that this message is the perfect will of the Lord. It's the perfect message for the perfect time and the perfect season. Amen. I'm thankful that our ears are only tuned to the voice of God. Aren't you today? Amen. Oh, my sheep, know my voice and the path that I take. They follow wherever I go. My sheep know my voice and come at my call, but a stranger's voice they do not know.
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, how we thank you, Lord, for another opportunity, Lord, to come into your house and to worship you. We thank you, Lord, for your word, your stored up food that you have for us. And we just pray, Lord, that as we hear it this day, that you'd help us to truly hear it and obey it, Lord. be with us now. Be with your people here and around the world. And we just ask you to help us, Lord, to be that true, meek, humble Christian you desire us to be. Bless these tithes and offerings for your work, we pray, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
My sheep know my voice in pastures of green, where so often to feed. Oh, my sheep know my voice and the cool sparkling stream, where beside it still waters I lean. My sheep know my voice, and day by day they abide in the fold and go not astray. No danger, no harm can touch one of them, for I will be with them always. My sheep know my voice, and day by day they abide. I'm so glad I'm in that number. I'm in I'm so glad I'm in that number. I'm in that number that knows His voice. I'm in that number. I'm in that number. I'm in that number that knows His voice. And give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Oh, give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. Oh, give me that old time religion. Oh, give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. It's the old time Holy Spirit, and the devil won't go near it. That's the reason people fear it, but it's good enough for me. Oh, give me that old time. Oh, give me that old time religion. Oh, give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. It will make you stop your lying. It will save you when you're dying. It will start the devil flying, and it's good enough. Oh, give me that old time. Yes, give me that old time religion. Oh, give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. Oh, it's so good, I want no other. For it makes me love my brother, and it brings things from undercover, and it's good enough. Yes, give me that old time. Yes, give me that old time religion. Oh, give me that old time religion. It's good. It was good for Brother Branham. 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 And it's good. It makes me love everybody. Oh, makes me love everybody. Oh, makes me love everybody. And it's good enough. It makes me love everybody. It makes me love everybody. It makes me love everybody. And it's good. Oh, just give me that old time religion. Oh, give me that old time religion. Yes, give me that old time religion. And it's good. Let's clap it to him. Yes, give me that old time religion. Oh, give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. Amen.
Oh, that makes me think of that little news story they did about us. They listen to them same tapes over and over and over. Amen. That's good enough for me. Amen. That's the voice of God. Amen. So thankful to be in His sheepfold. Lord, wherever You lead me, I will follow. No matter where it is, I know that I'm in Your hands. No matter what where it takes me, I know it's going to be just right. Amen. Let's just sing that little chorus. Where He leads me, I will follow. Oh, where He leads me, I will follow. Where He leads me, I will fall. Yes, Lord.
Together now, let's sing it to Him. Amen. Standing with our heads bowed, this time we turn service to our pastor, Brother William Marion Branham. God bless you.